Okay, we're here at the Landor Theatre with Johnny Fox London, and we've just seen She Loves Me. Now, John, did you find this to be a discovered old gem of a musical? I realised I'd actually seen quite a lot of it, well, actually heard quite a lot of it, through Barbara Cook's cabaret act. But how did you find this show?
It wasn't really a rediscovery for me, because I'd seen it several years ago at the Savoy with Ruthie Henshaw,
sorry, just some of the actors are grabbing a taxi.
Some of the actors are getting a taxi to go to the Union. What's on there that's better? I saw it a while ago with Ruthie Henshaw and John Gordon Sinclair, and I didn't like it then. I found it tedious, and the exposition took too long, and the continuous repetition of everyone singing operatically "Thank you, madam, please call again" in the shop really got on my nerves. And I think scaled down to the Landor, it's a lot more appealing. Admittedly, you know, there are faults, but the faults are all in the book. They're not in the performances or the staging or the design. It's really quite lovely to look at, and it moves at a good pace. The choreography by Robbie O'Reilly is really not so much big production numbers as encouraging the sort of interaction of staff and customers in this perfume shop in Hungary. And really, it's very subtle, but it's very effective. I rather like the choreography.
Yes, I think the intimate space, again, of the Landor lends it quite well to this piece. But also, I actually liked the leads. John Sandberg, who you may have heard just getting into a cab in the background of Abu, he was quite touching in the lead role as George, or is it Georg?
No, it's Georg in The Sound of Music. It's George in She Loves Me.
I really need to get better glasses.
Because it doesn't fit the scansion of the songs, because his name is sung. Yeah, and I think we should say something about Charlotte Giacomelli, who is well known because of her involvement in Britain's Got Talent, I think.
Yes,
in
it's a couple of years
with,
ago.
I think they were called Charlotte and Jonathan. They were a sort of operatic pairing of... Yes. of
who have gone separate ways.
And they've now gone their separate ways, and she's been on a fast course at Arts Ed and decided that musical theatre is in her future. And really, on the strength of this showing, I would say it is. She's a very interesting singer, because she has that same very high, almost operatic soprano that Barbara Cook herself had in the same role. But also, she seems somewhere between a young leading lady and a character actress, and I think that might be a very interesting career path for her. She's not going to be necessarily the young romantic leads, but I think she'll have a very interesting career in musical theatre if she wants it.
Yeah, so one, we can say we actually saw her get her beginnings.
We did.
Or her new beginnings.
And you heard about it first here.
Okay, over and out.